All right, next up is our good friend and retirement specialist, John Burrs. This week, John will explain the importance of obtaining disability insurance. So without further ado, here is John with this week's financial strategy.
Well, hi, Jerry. Did you know that most people believe that they are adequately insured against disability because they think they have coverage through their employer or through the government? That's probably why 80% of Americans don't own private disability income insurance. However, assuming that you're covered against disability through your employer or through the government is a mistake. Although 50% of employers cover short-term disability, only 40% cover long-term disability. Government programs such as Social Security and workers' compensation may pay you benefits as well, but you qualify for benefits only if you meet a strict definition of disability. I talked with a client who worked for a major electronics company and was severely injured in a motorcycle accident on his way to work. He assumed that he was covered for disability under workman's compensation, but his employer told him that because his accident wasn't directly work-related, he wouldn't be eligible for workers' compensation disability. His employer did tell him, however, that he was covered for short-term disability under the employer's group plan, and he received those benefits for a year. At the end of that year, however, his benefits expired. Unfortunately, he still was not able to work and was left without income to pay his mortgage or his bills. So today, let's determine if you should buy some private disability income insurance. The first thing you need to do is to analyze your current potential disability income sources. Through government programs and group insurance, you may already be covered by some disability insurance. However, relying on these types of insurances without analyzing them first can be dangerous. Government plans often pay benefits under strict definitions of disability. Although you shouldn't overlook the disability benefits you may be able to receive from Social Security, you shouldn't rely on them either. Social Security denies more than 50% of the claims submitted, in part due to a strict definition of disability. If you are deemed eligible for benefits, you still won't begin receiving them until at least 6 months after you become disabled because of the waiting period that applies. So check your annual Social Security statement that you receive to see how much disability income might be awarded to you. If you are injured at work or get sick from job-related causes, you will likely receive some disability benefits through workers' compensation insurance. When reviewing your disability insurance needs, remember that workers' compensation only pays benefits if your disability is work-related, so it offers only limited disability protection. Some government and private pension plans also may pay disability benefits. Often these plans pay benefits based on total permanent disability, or your retirement benefit may be reduced in proportion to what you already receive for a disability. In addition, remember that these benefits are usually integrated with Social Security or workers' compensation, so your benefit may be less than you expect if you also receive disability income from other government sources. Also, see if you are a part of a group disability policy at work. Some companies offer short-term disability insurance and/or long-term disability insurance. Make sure you read the plan documents to determine just how much income you would receive and for how long you would receive them. Statistically, your risk of being disabled is great. It is estimated that every year, 1 in 8 people become disabled. How many people do you know who have had cancer or suffered a heart attack? How many of your friends and family members have been in a car accident or have had back problems? Illness, as well as injury, is disabling. If you were hurt or got sick, how would you support yourself or your family? So take time to analyze your disability income sources. Next week, I will discuss what are your disability income needs. Once you have determined your disability income sources along with your disability income needs, this will help you know how much income you will need to replace with private disability income insurance. Again, if you would like to give me feedback on financial items that you would like to hear more about, you can email me at John, that's J-O-H-N, at cfanetwork.org. I trust this financial insight has been helpful, and I look forward to the next time when I can help you provide the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence.
Well, John Burrs is a retirement specialist within the Christian Financial Advisor Network. It's on the web at www.cfanetwork.org. That's www.cfanetwork.org. We now have financial advisors from a biblical perspective in 43 states across the United States. So we probably have your state covered. So if you'd like, simply go to our website, fill out the brief online form, and a Christian financial advisor will be in touch with you within 3 business days.